I wonder who would disturb me at such an odd hour. Oh, Master Witcher, to what do you owe this surprise visit? Why, yes, I am aware that some murders have happened recently. Did you wish to speak to me about it? Very well, come right in. I wasn't expecting visitors, but you are more than welcome here. Please sit. Can I offer you a drink? Water? Wine? Perhaps something stronger? Well, let me know if you change your mind. Let's get down to business, shall we? These murders, I'm afraid I know very little about them. Mainly, that they are quite brutal in nature. It makes sense that the city guards would enlist your aid. Even they're not too proud to refuse the skills of a witcher. However, I'm not quite sure why you approach me for information about these crimes. Unless I'm mistaken, all the murder victims were discovered on the other side of the city. Well, yes. I do fancy myself to be one of those more notable figures in the area. But what exactly are you alluding to? Speak plainly. I see. You're quite perceptive, Master Witcher. Not many would expect a vampire to hide in plain sight. What gave it away? That medallion your kind relies on so heavily hasn't moved since you got here. Interesting. I shall remember that for the future. Witchers are more observant than most, but one can never be too careful. Despite my nature, I have taken great pains to live peacefully alongside the humans of this world. It's been many years since I last took someone's life. If you believe that those folk might have been slain by a vampire, I know that I had nothing to do with it. Such indiscretions would be counterproductive for one such as myself. I suppose you're right to doubt my word. Our race doesn't have the best relationship with each other, do they? Well, sir, you haven't attacked me yet, so allow me to extend an olive branch. A means of proving my innocence, if you will. You are a witcher. This much is certain. But you are also a man. And I know that men have certain wants, certain needs. If you like, you can satisfy these needs by using my body. In most circles, witches are known for their strength, stamina, and reflexes. In others, they're known for their cocks and the way they use them. Would you be kind enough to indulge in my curiosity? Even one as disciplined as you cannot be blind to my beauty. What if to remove my clothes? There you have it. My naked body, yearning to feel the warmth of your touch. To the untrained eye, I am simply a woman in her physical prime. But to you, I am a beast. One that is begging to be tamed. Just imagine filling my mouth with your cum, watching it drip down my soft, warm lips. Or you could claim my tight, wet pussy, making me scream with every thrust. But maybe you're feeling a bit more adventurous instead. My delicate arsehole's never been opened by a cock before, much less a witch's. I'd be more than willing to take the pain as long as it pleases you. Why? It seems I've caused quite a stir in your trousers. I'll place my hand on this bulge of yours. Just feeling it is making my imagination run wild. May I see your cock, sir? Please? Thank you. I'll get on my knees so I can see it up close. The size, the shape. It's much more than impressive than that sword on your back. Please, Master Witcher, I must have it in my mouth. Let this vampire show your cock the respect it deserves. You're very gracious, sir. I won't disappoint you. Mm-hmm. This will clear me as a suspect. Why would I murder humans when their cocks taste so good? Are you enjoying this, sir? Is my mouth at your liking so far? I'm pleased to hear that. Please relax, and I'll continue to service you. I love your cock so much. Is it all right if I kiss it? I think your cock just touched. Perhaps I should kiss it some more. Up and down your shaft. You must be pent up from all the monsters slaying you do. Fear not, my mouth is yours until every bit of stress is gone. You can release into my mouth, or my face, or even my chest. Master Witcher, grab my hair, pull me all the way into your cock. I want to choke on it. To be used by you in such a manner, it feels wonderful. Please, fuck my face as long as you like. I'm getting wetter by the second. Keep thrusting into my mouth, sir. I'm nothing but a vampire's lot. I need to be shown my place. legs. Right, make me yours. Make sure I never forget who I belong to. Why did you stop? I can hear your cock throbbing. You want me to beg? Very well. Please, Master Witcher. Please. Keep fucking my face. I want you come in my mouth more than anything in this world. I beg you, keep using me to your heart's desire. My throat aches to feel your cum slide into it. You will. Oh, thank you, Master Witcher. Thank you so just a little more. You must be close. I'm ready for your cum, sir. Ready to swallow every drop you've got. Delicious cum. You have given such a great gift. I am in your debt. So, how do you feel about me now? Do I still look suspicious with your cum on my face? You're not sure? Then perhaps you should use me once more. Or twice, 10 more times even, as much as it takes to be above your suspicions. Will you use my mouth again, sir? Or do you fancy one of my other holes? Get on all fours, as you wish. Is this good enough? Should I arc my back some more? Do you want my ass in the air? Alright, I'll keep my face down. Your cock is parting my entrance, stretching me out. Did you learn to fuck like this? as like I might break with each thrust. Fuck! If you keep pounding me so hard, I might actually scream. At the very least, I'll come all over your cock. Your perfect, glorious cock. So wet. I think I'm dripping onto the floor. Just a desperate vampire whore being slain by a witch's cock. I'm getting close. My toes are starting to curl. Please allow me to come. I've been so good to you, letting you into my house, sucking your cock, swallowing your cum, and now you'll probably cream pie me too. Please, sir, the least you can do is let me finish. I want my legs to shake as you come inside me. Please! I'm just about there. Make me come with you. Make me... I feel so full. How much cum do you pump into me? I'm already leaking out your unimpressive one. Very impressive indeed. Do you intend to use my body again? No? So Adonis, then. I would have liked for this to go on longer, but I suppose even witches have their limits. Does this mean that you believe me? That you no longer think I was involved in those murders? Thank you, Master Witcher. I don't know any other vampires in the area, but I'm sure you'll find the culprit soon enough. If there's nothing else to discuss, after the night we just had, I'll remember it for years to come. Wait, before you go, I know you witches never stay in one place for too long, but if you find yourself in this city again someday, my door is open to you, and so is my body. Take care, and good luck with your investigation, Master Witcher.